USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the United States has now climbed above 20,000. That moves the U.S. past Italy as the country with the most people lost to COVID-19. In the hardest hit state, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's not time yet to lift restrictions and open businesses.
In my opinion, you can't ask the people of this state or this country to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine says even if you do reopen the businesses, there is no guarantee of a return to a normal life.
Even if we open tomorrow, which we're not going to do, the economy is not going to roar back until, you know, people have more confidence. If people are scared to death, literally, they're not going to go out.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I've taken a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There are now indications that some parts of Europe are trying to return to normal after weeks of living with the new normal life, sheltering from the coronavirus.
For people around the world who've been living under lockdown in some cases for weeks now, the big question is how and when life might go back to normal. Well, Austria has announced that it is allowing some shops to reopen next week, and Denmark says that if its infection rate remains stable, it will reopen elementary schools mid-month.
Queen Elizabeth has stressed the need for the British people to continue to abide with their lockdown restrictions, especially during this Easter weekend.
We know that coronavirus will not overcome us. As dark as death can be, particularly for those suffering with grief, light and life are greater.
The 93-year-old monarch delivered the address alone from the castle's white drawing room. The sound engineer was in a booth nearby. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The XFL may be closing down for good. USA's John Hunt has more.
The XFL has suspended operations and laid off nearly all of its staff. A handful of executives remain employed, but currently has no plans to return in 2021. The XFL is owned by WWE CEO and President Vince McMahon and Alpha Entertainment. In a statement, the WWE said, "Given the uncertainty of the current environment, the XFL has suspended operations and is evaluating their next steps." The XFL initially canceled its season last month after 5 games as part of a nationwide shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, initially pledging to return next year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Across the country, some Americans are taking a moment each night at exactly 8 p.m. to howl as a way to thank healthcare workers and first responders who are fighting the coronavirus. The nightly howl is an American twist on the balcony applause and singing for besieged healthcare workers in Italy and Spain. It has also become a way for those who are cooped up to reduce the pain of isolation and also show support for the homeless. It seems it's a useful release of people's sadness and frustration. Also, parents are letting their children howl back and forth with other kids in the neighborhood since they still can't play with them yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.